department that focuses on development of SMMEs and cooperatives in South Africa is to try and respond to that confusion of having different strategies and different approaches that are not talking to each other, and with a duplication and confusion on the ground. Now, in our interaction with SMMEs and cooperatives, they highlight these issues. One, lack of access to sustainable markets. Two, lack of access to adequate finance. Three, red tape and disintegrated support services offered by government. Four, non-payment of invoices within 30 days. Five, confusing and cumbersome approaches and in terms of having to register as an SMME and have clearance requirements and all those things, which end up confusing. Lack of adequate infrastructure where they operate. Seven, lack of support infrastructure. Let's say now there is a good building that they have identified, like the industrial park in Gauteng. Orlando West. The industrial park in Orlando West, it was established in the 80s. It's full operational, but there is no access road to that industrial park. There's a freeway. Then there is a lack of access road from the freeway to the industrial park in Orlando West, meaning that a worker that works in Orlando West, in that industrial park, has to take two trips and buy via a trophy because that's the Orlando. If a combi or a taxi stop at the freeway in Mexico corner, or normally in Jenkins now, to the industrial park, the Metro Police, the Johannesburg Metro Police, gave the taxi a ticket. There are no structures that government now are mine too. The failure of the of government to provide an access road from the freeway to the industrial park, which is would be less than even 3 kilometers, punishes the people that are operating in the taxi industry, which is, by the way, taxi is an SME. They give them tickets. Marisaiba Abantu Banga has buyers from this. So those are the issues that we would want to discuss with this department. One is the access to the market, which would require e-coordination. By the Department of Small Business Development. And the question that we want to ask from the Department of Small Business and Cooperative Development is, how will PAMA talks between you and this department? What have you discussed, and what is the strategy towards the signing of the transversal agreement? When can we see the transversal agreement? That tells us what it is. This is what will be done collectively, led by the Department of Small Business Development, but then the Department of Transport being the market. That is what you would want to see. Well, how far are you with those discussions? Because the Department of Small Business is the lead department in terms of development of SMME and cooperatives. So the strategy that has to be presented by the Department of Transport should be telling us that there have been discussions between the Department of Small Business Development and the Department of Transport. And the lead department in the implementation of the strategy is the Department of Small Business Development. Let me simplify this. We had 2010, let's host 2010 for our World Cup. And many departments were involved to prepare for that, for South Africa to host that event. But there was a lead department. And it was the Department of Sport and Recreation. Fortunately, during the period that South Africa was bidding to host 2006 World Cup and during the period that South Africa was bidding to host 2010 Soccer World Cup, I was the chairperson for the Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation. So I am talking about something that happened. And what South Africa said after having successfully prepared and got all the departments to work together toward hosting 2010. When South Africa was awarded in 2010, which was on hold now, a new way of doing things started. Departments that had a role to play for South Africa to be ready to host 2010, started to work together, not in silos. And at portfolio committee level, at parliament, we were also clapped at. As portfolio committees that are providing an oversight on the state of readiness for South Africa to host 2010. And in evaluating how South Africa performed to prepare to host 2010 in 8 years, within a given period of 8 years, the announcement was made in 2002 and we have to host 2010 by 2010. So all departments had to focus on how we are going to successfully host 2010. The budgets were aligned, the implementation plans were aligned, everything we had to discuss under one roof. Portfolio committees also worked in that way. Even undertaking oversight, we had to go as portfolio committees that are providing an oversight on the state of readiness for South Africa to host 2010. But when a report was produced about South Africa having done that in a successful manner, one of the commitments that was done by government was, we have learned now how to work as a collective and move away from the silo mentality. Use the experience gained when we were preparing for 2010 to actually move forward so that we don't duplicate, we don't waste a lot of money, we plan together. Now, the development of SMMEs and cooperatives in South Africa is so important for job creation, poverty reduction, and reducing inequality. Very, very important. And for that to happen, a decision was taken that a stand-alone department needs to be put in place. That is just going to focus on the development of SMMEs and cooperatives as part of radically transforming the economy to ensure that SMMEs and cooperatives participate in the mainstream economy and begin to deal with issues of inequality at economic level. Deal with issues of business that are operating in the periphery and work to ensure that they are incorporated in the mainstream economy. And to do that, a stand-alone department had to be established. And this department was then given this coordination role. The only department that can go to another department and say, let us sit down and sign transversal agreement on how we are going to work to develop SMMEs and cooperatives. Now, what also supports that mandate of this department is the commitment by government that in South Africa, 70% of goods consumed by government will be locally procured. The policy of government. 70% local procurement. Which then means we are moving from import, high percentage of import and low percentage of local production. We are moving to high percentage of local procurement and production and low percentage of import. I remember when I was still chairing the transport, there was this program, providing bicycles. Where I left, it was when we were saying to the department and the portfolio committee, you have to stop importing those bicycles from China. Facilitate their production in South Africa. And the department came back to us to present and identified which I'm not to say. We then said, no, look at the 23 presidential poverty, not that point there. Because this particular intervention is addressing the issue of children from poor families who work long distances. So they can then be seen just as consumers and enable those communities to participate in the production of the bicycles. So that would then, in the provision of the bicycles, we are also reducing the poverty that exists in those areas. That is where we left. Now, we meet again. I am wearing a different hat now and a sitting in a more powerful position than the one I was sitting in when I was asking you to do that. Because this time, it is the Department for Small Business Development and the Portfolio Committee for Small Business and Cooperative Development that is going to chase the way forward on how those bicycles can be manufactured by SMEs and cooperatives. And Nina, you go buy market because you buy the bicycles. The department, has to ensure that those bicycles are produced in a manner that, one, will create jobs where there are no jobs and also have an impact on poverty reduction. Now, let us come to the target now. Every department knows that the target for job creation is 11 million more jobs. Out of 11 million more jobs that need to be created by 2030, 80% of that, we believe, would come from SMEs because it's an international trend. And if 80% will come from SMEs and cooperatives, 80% of 11 million is 8.8 million in 15 years time. 2030 is 15 years from now. If through small business and cooperatives we are expected to produce and create 8.8 more, it means per year we need to produce 586,000. If you not a year, 586,667. Because you know, six, oh, are carrying this month, so you change that because above five. This is how I was taught to make this arithmetic, not math, arithmetic. So you change that six, who is carrying this one, never been seven. So per year, it's 586,667. You need to further break it down to a month. Department of Small Business, you need to further break it to a month. Okay. How many new jobs are expected per month? And now, in terms of government having declared itself, government, as we speak today, is the ANC government. So if the ANC National Conference resolves, that becomes a revolution of government. Now, in December 2012, the ANC resolved in its 53rd conference that it will develop SMEs and cooperatives through public procurement and infrastructure spend. That is what it declared. This was December 2012. Meaning that government departments have to, on their strategic plan, March 2013-2014, had to begin to interpret that. And even in 2014-2015, and in 2015-2016, moving forward. Which means, at a portfolio community level, if we are holding a government accountable, we should then be asking Wuti, out of the 586,667 jobs that are expected to be established per year, are expected to be created per year, how many of those jobs came as a result of implementing that resolution of developing SMEs and cooperatives through public procurement? And how many of those jobs, the 586,667, were created as a result of infrastructure spend? And which department contributed to the creation of those jobs here? So that we don't wait until 2030. And then only in 2030 we begin to say, are we meeting the target or not? We create a milestone here, and then the month, and then the department, because the department fell, and you see the government, your national assistance of the local cooperatives, number SNN is through public procurement, then what is the size of the public market? How many shoes are bought by the Department of Correctional Services for illegal public procurement? How many toothbrushes are bought by the Department of Correctional Services in supplies to the prison? How many clothes are purchased by the Department of Correctional Services? That is public procurement. If in one prison, Westfield, where I was in December, there are more than 3,000 inmates. How much toilet paper is used? You must see. That is a sustainable market, that is public procurement. So, this meeting is not about shuttle papers, mystery or telemark papers. If you have not met Mikulu Melinda, just tell us so that you have not met. Just be honest and say, no, we have not met. We have not analyzed the size of the market. We don't know how much the Department of Correctional Services procures. We don't know how much the Department of Transport procures. And what is the 30%? How does the 30% policy that says you must procure from SMMEs and cooperatives, how much does that translate to in terms of rent expense? Which would then tell this department, okay, how many SMMEs and cooperatives need to be established? We don't want to see when you establish 10 cooperatives and then you are not able to tell us where you get that figure from. Because you can't just by saying you will produce, you will develop 10 cooperatives when you don't know the size of the market. The starting point is the size of the market, and government has declared herself as a sustainable market for SMMEs and cooperatives. Therefore, the starting point is to analyze the market. On the other hand, those policies do not only apply to public, to the public sector, they also apply to the private sector. And we have started with the process of engaging with the retail sector. So, this meeting is the meeting that begins to provide an oversight meeting. In Department of Small Business, iyawenza imisebenzi wayo. That Department of Small Business and Cooperative Development do its work in terms of leading the process of signing the transfer agreements, which would open the market that the government has committed itself in opening for SMEs and cooperatives. Are we moving towards the direction of creating 586,667 jobs per year? Because that is the target that we want to get. As people know, I tell you number in my cooperative. Nisele, 586,667 jobs. Then in my cooperative, you will then have to tell us what type of a cooperative, where will it be, and how many people will be enrolled in that cooperative. Again, what type of an SMME, why will it be, and what, how many people will be employed, and what is the size of the market that informs that? So as soon as you come back, they only. They want a scientifically researched strategic plan. Uma ningakwazi, nivume sin coach. If you don't know how to do that, allow us to coach you. We go into a workshop, see Vale in Yango for a week, and come out there. Don't get smooth and get for now. We are not going to waste time and call you here to come and present things that do not speak to each other. We are not going to allow you that. Because you now don't have any responsibility here to give us any responsibility to the people that have elected us. So namhlanje lasifuna sikhulume the truth, nothing else but the truth. If the Department of Transport is a presenter team, in the last sikhulume the Department of Small Business, the opening, the introduction should be, what we are going to present to you is something that was developed by the Department of Transport without engaging with the Department of Small Business. And if it is something that was
instead of me engaging. I'm trying to present about the president, they must tell us how far are you with the signing of the transition agreement. That is what we are going to be doing in this meeting. So that we can begin to see if PDF have a mass of mass seven, which will have to be Jim. I'm strong with it. We will walk like it. We will move like this name. So that is the approach that we are going to be using. We are going to defend issue of Mamini. So Dilana, we want to engage because we want to engage on issue after the market and also the support infrastructure. By these four departments, it support infrastructure team at developer management is. Thank you very much. We will start with the Department of Water Affairs and Sanitation. Oh, apologies, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. I think it's important we start with apologies, got an apology for Minister Lindiwe Sisulu. I'm sorry. Minister Lindiwe Sisulu, the Minister for Small Business Development. She ended up in the cabinet meeting and I got the apology from the Department of Telecommunication that the minister is also held up and then the CG also will not be available because he has gone to another meeting. I've got the apology of the Minister of Water and Sanitation, Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation, the CG of Water and Sanitation, and then there's a list of the delegation that has been provided for this committee. Also an apology for the Minister of Transport and the DG from the Minister from Department of Transport. And then I've got also an apology of Ms. Honorable Nkwankwa, who is attending the Chief Whip's meeting. So those are the apologies. And the last one is from Ms. Jessie Kalong, the head of the Office of the Ministry of Small Business Development. Thank you.
Because I'm getting my apologies. You see? Wednesday, a cabinet meeting day. Nothing was going to happen. Does it then mean that each time we meet and we want the minister and the DG to come to us, we will receive Lama apology? Because we happen to meet on the day that cabinet is meeting. I want to explain understanding because now we get trained. I want to explain our understanding of the cabinet. And anyone who has a contrary view, I'm correct. Our understanding of the cabinet is that it is ministers. And then deputy ministers are assigned our responsibilities by the minister. Meaning that if we have a meeting as a portfolio committee, the minister can assign the deputy minister to come to the portfolio committee to represent the department. Now we are faced with a situation where we can't interact with ministers because who knows the department, that's what the minister. Now, if then a minister is held in cabinet, logic, this is how we understand it in parliament, logic would tell us what it is. Then the minister would assign the deputy minister to come to the portfolio committee because Parliament and the Portfolio Committee represent the third arm of the state. And there is no arm of the state that is bigger than the other. It's a triangle. And our responsibility, China, as parliament, is to hold the executive accountable. How do we then do that? If when we want the executive to come to the portfolio together with the department to speak to us about the matter that we are discussing, we would then be giving apologies of both the minister and the deputy. When the deputy's responsibility is to be assigned, Hamba Uyomela, the department, the ministry, to the portfolio committee of small business. Go and represent the department. Go and represent this department to the portfolio, because the portfolio committee wants this department to come and account. How does it happen? That doesn't happen. That does not happen. So, I am opening this discussion so that we can then begin to talk about this with the leader of government business on the issue and the speaker. On the issue of departments that will be invited to come to the portfolio committee, and then we receive an apology that says both the minister and the deputy minister cannot come because they are in cabinet. Honorable Mwabe, followed by Honorable Mishwe, followed by Huga, Lawute, and the last will be Mabas.
Thank you, Honorable Chatterton. Greetings to the honorable members of the committee and various departments present here. Chair, I just also want to express my disappointment on this one. If you look at the fact that in the DG, I'm told, the sending apology, I do not think that is the way to move things forward. You have correctly outlined, Chairperson, that deputy ministers are not a part of the cabinet. And looking at the nature of the meeting, it's so crucial. Once we start speaking about transversal agreements, it seems to me whoever is involved in any department that should sign must have an understanding of what is going on, especially the heads of that department, the ministers, deputy ministers. But I would offer and say, maybe even on in our own department, if the Minister of Small Businesses and Cooperatives is in the cabinet, where is our deputy minister? Because, as I've said, the nature of the meeting says you are now taking things forward, you are now moving within all departments, making sure that each department carries the mandate that we have. And I wanted to be on record, Chairperson, that next time we will not allow this to happen, including our own, as I've said, that the creature should have the deputy minister here. Thank you.
Chairman, thank you. Not wanting to repeat what my colleague just said, I must start first by appreciating the position you are taking, because we have ministers who over the years acted like they are doing portfolio committees a favor when they attend meetings. So the position you are taking is a correct one. Ministers have to account. And the fact that the minister of this committee has a deputy, there is no excuse for the deputy minister not to be here. So we need to take this matter up with the leader of government business and ensure that ministers attend portfolio committees when they are requested to do so. And if they cannot, because they have to make a contribution, because we know that some of them are not going to make a single contribution, we just believe it. If they are going to make a contribution and they have to be there, then their deputies definitely must be here. And when it comes to the Director General, there is no excuse and there's no reason why the Director General cannot be a meeting, particularly when you're attending such an important issue of transfer agreements. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm covered by the previous speakers. I just want to propose that in the next meeting, that we get statistics from King. how many times did the Deputy Minister attend the meeting and how many times did the Acting VG attend the meetings, so that we can just make 100% sure what is the attendance rate. Thank you.
No, listen, it doesn't come back up by what they said.
Okay.
I'm concerned with our own department, because as long as the acting DG is not coming as the head of the department, and the deputy minister, she always, the percentage of her attendance is very lower than even the minister herself. So it is a concern. So we are asking, if possible, your office to write a letter to formalize this malfunction attitude to the head of government business, that we're having a problem. Because, look, this is the central department which is going to make an NDP not a lying document. I think that document is from their own conference. And they must make sure these departments must work and provide works. And they promised. What the chairperson is saying, they are losing a lot. She has a vast experience she wants to share with them so that you can assist. So, chairperson, I think we must be very serious about this thing. It's a very bad thing to attend. Even
Honourable Mabat.
Comrade Chair. I'm supporting what the views that have been expressed by my colleagues, but in a chronological order, I would propose, Comrade Chair, that we first write to the Minister our concern, and then in a chronological order, the second step that we should take is the one with the leader of government business. So that I'm only proposing an amendment in that manner in terms of the sequence. First, Comrade Chair.
Thank you. Could I explain the predicament that we are faced with? Last year, on the 5th of November, this committee invited Department of Energy and Department of Small Business and ESCOM and the South African Bureau of Standards. And the issue that we were discussing on that day was the rollout of solar geysers, a $4.2 billion budget. And what we wanted to understand on that day was the rollout strategy, because at that time that program was under ESCOM, the rollout strategy and how that rollout strategy incorporates SMMEs and cooperatives in line with that decision of developing SMMEs and cooperatives through public procurement and infrastructure plan. That was one. In that meeting, ESCOM attended, SABF attended, Department of Energy attended, and Department of Small Business attended. But if we were to check our minutes, the Deputy Minister of Energy sat in the meeting for less than half an hour. By the time we got into discussion, she was not there. About 3 weeks ago, we made follow-up to that issue that you were discussing.
We invited Department of Energy and the Department of Small Business Development. It was a follow-up to the meeting of the 5th of November. The Department of Energy was not led by a political employee in the department, the minister. And that responsibility was also not assigned to the deputy minister. So both the minister and the deputy minister did not attend that meeting. And why we were making a follow-up on that? Because it is no longer ESCOM that is going to roll out. That responsibility has been taken back to the Department of Energy. And the question was still there. Is there a rollout strategy that has been developed, which incorporates some SMEs and our cooperatives, to implement the resolution of developing SMEs and cooperatives through public procurement, and also to implement the 70% local procurement, and also three, to implement the 30% SMEs and cooperatives procurement. That's what we wanted to hear. And what we wanted to hear was, have these two departments been talking to each other since November 5th? Listen, what happened in that meeting? The first statement made by the Department of Energy is that we are going to present what we presented in November. Because we only got a notice of this meeting yesterday. But they were supposed to be working from the 5th of November until whatever time that we call them. Or when they are ready, they write to us and say, we have met to work on the issues that you discussed and we are ready to come and report. No, they didn't. They waited until we write them a letter to come and appear and give us the progress report. And when they come, they are not giving us the progress report, meaning that there has been no progress, because they are presenting what they have presented. That's what they said. And who comes? A junior staff member? Meaning that we can't then hold the minister accountable, the political employee, and the accounting officer, DG, Abeko Babi. The same applies to the department, Yaga Transport, Yaga Small Business. The SMDG opened her mouth by saying, I am not going to present anything because I was not yet aware that I'm going to present. Until I said, I spoke to you personally. You are going to present because I personally spoke to you. That is what meant her to present. If I had not spoken to her the previous day, she was not going to present. She was going to be here, warm body, but not present. Meaning that there is no seriousness of taking Parliament seriously, that departments don't account to themselves, they account to Parliament. And accounting to Parliament is through portfolio committees. Now, put on your phone all the time. But this matter, to me, it is not a matter that only relates to the Minister of Small Business. It is a matter that relates to all departments. Because even today, we are having this meeting. It is clear, come and talk to us about your strategy in relation to transversal agreements. They are all not here. They are all not here. I received an SMS from the DGA Transport this morning apologizing that he is attending a meeting at that Transport. He was then sending a
the relevant now to come and present. But that department also has got a deputy. That department has got a deputy. Now, I am just saying, can you remotivate Honorable Mabas? Having had this, do you still believe that we need to take only a route of speaking to the minister, yeah, small business, and not other ministers?
Chairperson, to save time, I don't think he would be able to motivate this. I wanted to disagree with him, because the problem is not just with this committee. It is something like a culture that has developed in Parliament, that ministers do not attend portfolio committee meetings, which is wrong, and the best person to address the problem is the leader of government business. If it was only the problem that faces this portfolio committee, I would agree with my brother there, but because it is a general problem regarding all departments and all ministers, this matter has to be taken to the leader of government business. Thank you.
Colleagues, Chair, when I responded, I was focusing more on the Minister of Small Business, disregarding that this problem is a broad problem. So I'm persuaded to take the view proposed by colleague members. Thanks, Committee Chair. Because even if we spoke to our minister, that will not solve the problem of the other ministers.
Before then, we go to the presentation. I just want the department of small business to see. This challenge, that's one thing. It could not be something long. It can be a one sentence or two sentences. What is going to be presented by this department in relation to their strategy is known by the Department of Small Business, and there is movement towards signing a transversal agreement.
Thank you, Chairperson. The departments that you've engaged with, from the one that are going to present today, that are on the agenda, is Department of Energy and the Department of Telecommunication. Those are the two that we've engaged with.
And you know what they are going to be presenting. What they are going to be presenting is what you discuss and what is going to inform the transversal agreement. Meaning that after their presentation, we can also question you.
No, I can't say that, Mr. Person. Because the discussion was just initial discussion, so we did not go into detail. So we have not gone that far with these departments. The only ones that we've really had those discussions with is the DPE, DST, Rural Development, DOE, Environment, Human Settlements. Those are the ones that we've really had serious discussions with.
I need to say not the OE. It's not the Department of Energy. The question that I'm asking you is, what the Department of Energy will be presenting to us as their strategy is what you have agreed in your discussions, and that part would be informing the transversal agreement that you will bring to us Labor at a later stage, and therefore we can question you on what they will be presenting.
Yes.
Okay. Let us then start with the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know if it has been projected or should I go. I hope everybody does have the presentation. My name is Mpho Mofokeng. I'm the CFO of Water and Sanitation under Division of Water Trading Entity, which is responsible for construction of water infrastructure as well as the management of cash management areas. I've got a team that has been delegated that are supporting me. I've got the Chief Director of Supply Chain, Ms. Becky, and I've got the person sitting next to me, and I've got the Chief Director of Transformation, that's Mr. Hoshi. Then I've got our manager from who's dealing particularly on this issue of the broad black economic empowerment in our department is Mr. Nebube. And I think I've got as well from the ministry who's supposed to hear Mr. Zoleka from the ministry. Oh yes. Thank you, Chair. If you can allow me, I've listened carefully and I've realized that yes, in some instances our presentation covers the expectation, but in some areas we might not necessarily cover the expectation, but we can still do better in our next engagement. And before I start, we are happy that as a department we are having what we call a strategic sourcing that starts to target our previous disadvantage. And in that strategic sourcing, we have identified departments that we've been working with, and the department is Department of Trade and Industry, Treasury and Economic Development. And I think we will have to then engage the Department of the Small Business Development because we have not had discussions with them. But with the broad understanding that we are trying to address the four pillars that are affecting us, which is covered by our policy, if I have to start from the six elements, we've got poverty barriers, we know, we've got skills barriers, we know, we've got business barriers, we know, and we've got opportunity barriers. And I think the chairperson, as she was opening, her opening remarks touched on the issue of saying you are here to tell us what are the, how can we, small medium enterprises, access markets and those cooperatives. And we'll try and share what our department is trying to do in terms of that. And therefore, if you look at the next slide, taking those four barriers that we spoke about, the next slide, my apologies that you say seven, but six elements that informs our strategic sourcing, our empowerment within the department. One of it is the management control, whether whoever we do business with, we are saying we want to know how are they actually managed and who are the shareholders, who are the board and all other committees that are supposed to be involved in their organization so that we don't only change ownership only but not the management side of it. The other element that we're dealing with is the employment equity. We try to ensure that whoever we give the function, the work, is that particular person empowering other people. And does that particular company actually supporting all the goals of government? The other element that we deal with, which is also critical in our policy and strategy, the skills development, where we try to make sure that the business we give, to whoever that we give, we see if they do embrace the issues of skill development and how much they spend on learnership, how much do they actually do apprenticeship and other internships that government is looking for so that we can have a workforce that is relevant to what the economy wants. The other six element of our empowerment is the preferential procurement, which we say that's where we look at the strong BE element of whoever that we providing the job, let alone the codes that normally people know about through BE, which gives you level 1, level 2 to level 10. We request more on that as we do our procurement. The other element which we look at is the enterprise development. We now appreciate that in our space, construction of dams, or we can say the engineering part of construction of dams, most of our previously disadvantaged individuals have not been participating in that. Luckily, most of the, if you go to CDIB, you'll find that most of the companies who are on level 7, 8, they are actually doing more work in transport roads than in our water engineering. And I'm trying to say what I'm doing in terms of addressing those areas. The last area is that our project do have